prayer may have opened the hearts of key leaders in Rajasthan, India. Easy-to-read scripture is filling a hunger in the Middle East, and Christians are being asked to pray for a new group of people. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been nearly 5 months, but prayer may be changing the hearts of leaders in Rajasthan, India. The education, hospital, and orphanage licenses of Hope Givers International were revoked and bank accounts frozen on charges of inciting communal disharmony. Yesterday, all that changed, says Hope Givers' Bill Bray.
The High Court in Jaipur, the capital of Rajasthan, has granted relief from the charges against us. The bottom line is that our bank accounts should be able to operate again starting on the 28th.
Allowing Hope Givers to reopen their programs affecting more than 20,000 people. Bray attributes this to prayer.
On Saturday, we had a day of prayer and fasting all across America. On Sunday, our supporting churches joined with us. This is a wonderful evidence of God's power.
The local government must file briefs July 4th on why the licenses were revoked. Bray thinks this is evidence the local government doesn't have a case. Meanwhile, the ongoing state of crisis in the Middle East is causing people to hunger for God like no other time before. And that's why the World Bible Translation Center is responding with the easy-to-read translation in Arabic. For security reasons, we're calling our contact Mark. He says the translation they have been using was done almost 200 years ago.
Most of these words are not used because, as you know, language is changed. So when you read Bible, we don't understand it because it's not common at all. It's not used in our daily life.
But the new translation will help answer many people's questions, and Mark believes in the power of God's word and prayer.
All the people around us, and the terrorists, fanatics, fundamentalists, is people seeking God. So we love them, and we pray for them, and God will reveal himself for the sincere people.
Pray for funding and that the church in the Middle East will have boldness, peace, and courage. You're listening to Mission Network News. American evangelist Sammy Tippett is calling on Christians in the Middle East to start a concerted prayer effort to reach those closest to them, their families. Tippett just completed a leadership conference in a Middle Eastern country. Tippett says prayer has had an influence on seeing people in unreached people groups come to Christ. He believes many believers focus on the unreached and forget about their families. Tippett is writing a book on the subject that he hopes to release sometime next year. Meanwhile, millions of people in southwestern Kenya are impacted by World Gospel Mission's Tenwick Hospital each year. The hospital provides primary health care, surgical care, referrals, and is a large teaching institution. WGM's Russ White says it's holistic care with a gospel focus.
It's a busy institution, and always keeping at its heart its mission and ministry of providing compassionate care in the name of Christ to those who are in need, and ministering really to the physical, spiritual, emotional needs of a wide group of people.
They've been expanding to meet more needs, but there's a major holdup. Since November, two shipping containers have been held in Nairobi. White says prayer is needed.
We've done everything and anything we can possibly do to fulfill the requirements, and for some reason, those containers are not being released. And yeah, we need to be in prayer that God would overcome this obstacle and allow those containers to be released as soon as possible.
And while religion in Wales, Ireland, and Scotland is a part of the culture, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is rare. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board has a passion to reach these people with the gospel. Wales reports church attendance at less than 9% of the population, evangelical church attendance less than 2%. In Ireland, the IMB reports few evangelical Irish churches. Pray for the IMB team as they develop strategies to reach the Celtic speakers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Information is available at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.